So it's kind of a nervy final few minutes there for you.
A nervy 90 minutes, to be honest, wasn't it? A game in which we couldn't get couldn't really get going, a bit like my speech here. I think the pressure was quite evident today, and the pleasing aspects were the obvious ones, where I think we restricted them to one shot in the whole game. So we looked very comfortable at the back. I thought Alan Innes deserved his man of the match. I've had to juggle with this side today, juggle with the formation, and make sure that I rested Kedrell, make sure that I rested Dwayne, and make sure that I rested Jake LaBelle, because I've got no Jason Goodliffe at the moment, and I have to say I was very, very pleased with the outcome, because Inzi played very well. Tezzy's his last game, and I believe Liam wants him to play tomorrow, so good luck to him. I need Mainley to start scoring again. Mainley and Kedwater to start scoring. They'll start on Monday, and as it's in their neck of the woods and they're bringing half of their villages along, then hopefully they'll do the business for us Monday.
He's
going to have a game tomorrow. We've got Lewis Taylor playing tomorrow at Ashford for the reserves. We've got both the fullbacks playing, Sandbrook and Mickey Haswell, and that's with a view to possibly changing at Hampton if we need to. And it's just about me picking the right side for the right game. I'm not saying we played well today, but I think we've done enough to deserve the victory.
Two more wins, we'll do it.
And that's as simple as that, isn't it? The Bromley game will be very difficult. They've only got beaten 1-0 today with 10 men, and they've got two or three real good players, Bromley, and I think they'll pose more of an attacking threat than Basingstoke did today.
If you beat Bromley on Monday, would you really feel like you're pretty much there?
No, because any more than any of you would be, you're certainly not going to count your chickens before they hatch, because I'll just try and think of several other cliches if I can. No, until we mathematically won it, I won't.
It's a nice way for Alan, it's a nice way for him to
he's very disappointed at missing, the three biggest games this season, but he played a big part in this success this year, and let's hope that we can carry on.
I think that was quite evident in his performance today, the fact that
he's got an ankle that's swollen like that, to be honest, so he's done really, really well. You've got bad luck left with me, you lot. Come on,
it's one of those sort of days, though, isn't it?
If you're getting over the line, and it's like just messy and ugly, and what can you say about that story?
You'd take it
all day, wouldn't you?
And a question the end
of anybody,
though, Terry.
No, I don't.
Like Tom Davis. No,
that's true. Yeah, that's perfectly true. And it's just, you can see us sat now. We're looking like a yard slower than we were earlier in the year. And they're fit, them boys, but it's just the pressure takes that little yard out. You know, and then the subs come on, you think, oh, it takes them 10 minutes to get going. I think the key at the moment is, you know, for most of the year we were scoring goals for fun and winning games. And now we're defending really, really well. People clean sheets from set pieces, and I don't want to tempt evidence on that one.
Set pieces as well.
And scoring from set pieces, that was a plus, wasn't it? Yeah.
There was much in the game where they put pressure on them, and that actually looked quite nervy in defence. Do you think that we didn't put as much pressure on their defence as
well? I've absolutely no doubt if we could have got another goal, we would have taken the game with them in a really decent manner. But until you get that second goal, you just the nerves play a match. It's almost like you receive the ball and you don't want to mess it up, rather than when you receive the ball normally and goes, I'm going to make something happen.
So it's a bit like what we were playing like in February when it did seem like we were playing quite a lot.
Yeah, I think it's difficult when we've been chopped since January.
Yeah.
And we're not quite at that Man United stage where we can lap it up and love it at the minute. And we're just
have to stumble over that finishing line, and that will do me.
Would you do no prayers in it all over the week?
No, they're going to give me a rest. I've just told the drinkers not to have a drink, so...
Thanks, AJ.
What I said was I can drink on their behalf.
will they try next Tuesday or not?
I think they're pretty fit. They're all pretty fit. I mean, half the boys will play tomorrow as well, the ones that didn't play. So I think we'll see. On Monday, I've no doubt they'll be out on their feet. But at least the ones that, you know, we've been able to rest, the Kebble, the Dwayne and the Jake, and they're not fit. Them three are not really 100% fit. Jake's got a bad back. So I'm delighted we've just got through this, winning 1-0, and think, well, I've got them three ready to come back. Is massive, especially with Jason being out. Imagine if Jake could have played today, got injured, and this is Hampton. We've got no Jason, no Jake. Well, you need your centre half at Hampton, didn't you?
Pressure's on Hampton now, though.
It was a nice little bit of music. It'll depress you when you go, oh, lucky bastards, 1-1-0. And they'll go, 6 points, and they'll start thinking, well, it's a lot of games, isn't it? Not a lot of games, sorry.
What's your mindset on Terry, on Monday, Terry? If say it's level with half an hour to go, do you feel as a game you have to win, or is it?
I think, you know, easily 4 points behind. Could we afford to drop two against? Yeah, we're going to go for 3 points in every game. The only mindset that might change a little bit would be at Hampton. Because if we manage to win on Monday, then, you know, a draw more or less would give us it, wouldn't it? Yeah, so that would be... But even then, as a manager, you can't go and set a team out of the draw. It don't work like that. Does Hampton will just... I mean, looking at Hampton, how they play, they bat here anyway. So if we went there looking for a draw, I can't see we would get a draw.
You went to Hampton against Chelmsford on Monday. What
I did. I was delighted with the result because I thought Hampton were very unlucky. And blimey, hit the post and bar about four times in the first half. Chelmsford had two attacks and scored two goals. Two quality goals as well. So
is it about this on season where the luck does start to play a part?
Oh, I think so. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, they've had a couple of weak free kicks on the edge of the box. One of them goes in, Dolan gets hit on, and we're all killing ourselves, aren't we?
Because this time last year, or certainly Good Friday last year, it was Easter at United, and they got to it was actually a bit like today. Quite nervous, and the weather's catching crap and all that. And was there any time during that game you thought, oh no, not again? When they sort of like stopped.
Yeah, most of the setting up. Until you get that second goal, you're always there going, blimey, we're going to concede in a minute. You're always looking for the bad things, isn't there? Yeah. In your defence, but no, we defended well enough.
Cheers, gentlemen.